The MP for Cambridge, Danielle Zeichner, reminds us of powerful words which underline how political speeches and human rights declarations can be instrumental in inspiring us to challenge inequalities and prejudice.
Friends, good evening. It's a privilege to be speaking to you this evening and contributing to this theme of the power of words. Now, you'll be pleased to hear that I don't intend to offer a song, although wasn't that wonderful, the singing we've just heard. I'm happy along to sing along with others, but I'd rather say a little bit about something perhaps I should know about, the power of speech, and particularly the power of political speech, for both good and ill. Because sadly, as we know all too well, politics can be a force for good, but tragically also sometimes can do terrible harm. I hardly need point out that some of the dreadful events we commemorate today were only possible because of the effect that propagandists were able to have on very large numbers of people. The mass rallies that we see on some of those black and white films remain a horrific warning of what can happen when hateful speech is used to stir up the very worst. And it's hard, I think, for many of us to look at those films, knowing what it led to, and inevitably wondering, fearing, could it happen again? Could men and women who normally live peacefully with their neighbours be turned into people who do terrible things to those same neighbours? And of course, as we've heard at events today and over the years, that very same horror repeated in parts of the world like Rwanda and the Balkans. And sadly, one can only conclude that while humans are capable of the most wonderful things, such as the writing of a document that enshrines basic rights for all across the world, the United Nations Declaration of Universal Human Rights, which was adopted globally in November 1949 as a direct result of the horrors perpetrated by the Nazi regime in World War II, we must also acknowledge that as a species we are also capable of committing the most dreadful horrors, which is why politics matters so much, that it is a force for good, not for division. But I have to say I worry that the structures put in place to stop the horrors of the last century in Europe may be being dismantled. And when we look at some of the things being said and done in some parts of Europe today, one wonders whether the lessons of that century have been too soon forgotten. What is so impressive about the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights is that governments around the globe were able to agree on 30 articles to show the power of words as human rights value in response to the horror of the 17 million systematically murdered by the Nazi regime, people of Roma and Sinti and Jewish ethnicities, disabled people, homosexuals, political and faith activists. And as Eva Clark stated so movingly at the opening of this ceremony, we need to ensure that never again really is not yet again. So in 1949, the articles of the Declaration cover the very issues we are still striving for to make our unsafe world into a safe world, for granting not only legal rights and representation for all, but also with a focus on young people and quality of life. The rights and freedoms include economic, social and cultural rights, like the right to an education, the right to housing, the right to be a citizen, and the right to get involved in our community's arts, music, literature and sciences, and the benefits they bring. But just as in the aftermath of World War II, we are again living in very uncertain times, with tragedies relating to racism and prejudice, wars and terrorism, still blighting the lives of innocent people around the world, leaving people fleeing persecution, people on the move as migrants and refugees. What we need is for everyone, whether a child or a politician, to treat others with respect. That may sound like a very Cambridgey view to some, but I'm proud of our values. They are worth reasserting. Which leads me to conclude on a much more positive note. Despite the difficult times we're living in, it is worth remembering that politics and political speech does have the power to do good, to change the world. There are numerous examples I could cite, and this may be a cliche, but who cannot be moved when they hear that crackly recording of Martin Luther King's famous speech, "I have a dream"? His soaring vision, that inspired a movement that really changed the world. And for me personally, I had the privilege a few years ago to see in person one of the people who were with him on that day when he was so brutally murdered. That man was Jesse Jackson. He came to London a few years ago, and I heard him speak in London. And it was a remarkable event. He intoned in a way that I can't, but he could, musically, emotionally. He just repeated, "Everybody is somebody. Everybody is somebody. Everybody is somebody." And I have to say, thinking of all the people we commemorate today, children on trains, refugees across our continent, we all have our own mental pictures. Everybody is somebody. So friends, politics matters. Political words matters. They can inspire. They can lift. They can give us hope. The great orators will inspire. Goodness, how we could do with some of them today. But perhaps for me, the most important lesson is to use words carefully and to use them for good. Everybody is somebody.